Packers close out the preseason tonight at home against Arizona. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's a 7 o'clock kick at Lambeau Field. Most starters won't play, and that could include rookie defensive back Brandon Cisse, whose next snaps could come against Justin Jefferson of the Vikings in the season opener in 2 weeks.
Obviously, you know, he's an elite receiver, somebody that I've watched growing up. So, you know, a lot of respect for him, a lot of respect for Coach O'Connell, and their whole receiving crew is amazing. So, you know, it'll be a tough hands, and you know what I'm saying? So just getting out there, being ready to play and make sure I'm prepared to go out there and make plays.
Running back Marshawn Lloyd expected to get some carries tonight with the regular season fast approaching.
I'm excited. I haven't, this is my first real week one game, so it's a dream come true. I've always wanted to play the NFL, and now my dream will be able to come true.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell believes Illinois still in play as the home of the Bears' new stadium. Goodell said he recently met with Illinois lawmakers, and they still have an opportunity to make something happen. Brewers open a 3-game weekend series against the Texas Rangers at AmFam Field tonight. Logan Henderson, 8-2. He gets the starting nod for the Brewers. The Crew, 83-51. They lead the National League Central by 7 games now over the Chicago Cubs. Cubs home against the Cincinnati Reds today. In the Midwest League tonight, South Bend plays at Wisconsin against the Timber Rattlers, and Beloit is at Quad Cities. More top-level women's college volleyball tonight. The Badgers take on number 5 Stanford in the opening Spike Classic in Pittsburgh. That is an 8 p.m. start on ESPN2. Badgers will turn around and take on number 4-ranked Pittsburgh on Sunday on ESPN. Second round of the PGA Tour Championship underway in Atlanta today. Minwoo Lee started the day with a 2-shot lead. The winner this weekend wins the FedEx Cup and the $10 million top prize. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.